For nearly three decades, WKAR's morning music host Mark Schwitzgable has been a fixture for mid-Michigan classical music listeners. This week, Mark hangs up his microphone and retires from WKAR. His last day on the air is this Wednesday. WKAR's Jody Knoll has worked alongside Mark for half of his own career, so it was only natural for Jody and Mark to sit down together for this retrospective. Mark said that his musical influences came from a very personal place.
My parents, definitely, specifically my father, who was a classical musician, played violin, viola, cello, and was a music major for a while before he switched into education. Lots of music being played around the house all the time when I was growing up, not just classical, but all sorts of different types of music. And I really owe my parents a big debt of gratitude because that early exposure, I knew right away that that was something that was going to be a major part of my life. And I just thank them very much. They introduced us to classical, jazz, folk, all sorts of things, and really set me up for the future.
Did you study any instruments when you were growing up?
You know, I didn't. And at the music store when I worked at Elderly, I took a few lessons on banjo and mandolin.
Really?
And a couple of things like that. I never really took to being an instrumentalist myself. I guess I'm just an appreciator more than anything else. And that's the fun part about my job, and that is sharing the music with everybody.
Well, I was going to ask you what you like the most about being a music host. Is that what you'd say you like the most?
Or? Yeah, I would say. I mean, I like being on the air. I like the idea of bringing a program that I've put together to my audience. And it's always interesting to think about the fact that there are thousands of people out there listening. You don't feel that way when you're in the studio sometimes by yourself. But it's a great joy, and I know that you have the same feeling as well, you know, in terms of sharing music with friends, and that's the way I look at it. It's just like a coffee klatch, kind of in a way, you know, just getting together and sharing music together.
Do any particular days or events stand out to you over these past three decades?
Well,
I remember we worked during the Gulf War.
That's right. Well, and 9/11, I remember that day very well because I was in my office and you were on the air and something came across the AP newswire saying that a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center. And we didn't know, obviously, like everyone else, we didn't know what was going on. But as we learned more, of course, we went to news programming very shortly after that and did for the rest of the week, actually. I think that was the one time in my radio career where I really felt like, wow, this is something that's happening, major happening that I'm part of in the media sort of world. I wasn't actually on the air until the following Saturday, and I just remember coming on and saying, well, there's not much I can say after the events of this week, but, you know, music lives on, so let's get back to the music.
I think right after an event like that, a lot of people are interested in the news, the immediacy of that. But then after a while, I think there's almost a need for that common bond of listening to some really great music together.
I agree. I mean, I think you can get so much news, and then after a while, you just got to sort of cut it off and go back to listening to music, which I find to be very relaxing. Something I do at home quite a bit. I've got a vast CD collection of myself, and I've always had a yen for listening to music. I listen to music every day. Of course, here at work, I'm listening to music every day, too. But even at home, when I go home, I like to listen to music as well.
Years ago, we had more power outages here at the in the building than we do now, fortunately. We have a generator now at the Communication Arts and Sciences building. But before that, when the power went out, we had to go out to our Dolby Road transmitter to play music and keep the station on the air. Did you ever make one of those treks out there?
Yes. Hal Prentice and I gathered up our CDs and took a couple of CD players and a portable mixing board. And Harold Beer, who was our engineer at the time, set us all up out there. And we were broadcasting outdoors. Luckily, it was in the summer. So it was nice
that
weather.
That was convenient.
That was convenient. I don't know what we would have done had it been, you know, in the winter 20 below or something like that. But, yeah, that was quite an experience. And even here, you know, when we'd lose power for a time, you know, now we keep broadcasting, even if, you know, we don't lose power. But if we do, we're still on the stream, the radio or the computer stream. So we always keep going with the programming, no matter what.
Are there any particular pieces of music or composers that you've grown to love during your time here as a music host?
I think you probably know the answer. I would say Rayfon Williams is my favorite composer. I still remember the first time I heard the Talos Fantasia. I really did cry when I heard that. It was overpowering to me. I generally like a lot of the English pastoral composers. I like all the basic guys like Mozart and Beethoven and Haydn and all the romantic ones too, but I have a special feeling for Rayfon Williams and those English composers.
It's interesting that you like the pastoral music since we're going to be putting you out to pasture. This is Jody Knoll, and I'm having a conversation with my friend and colleague Mark Schwitzgable, who after 3 decades at WKAR Radio, is retiring at the end of this month. How has WKAR changed over the years since you've been here?
Oh, boy. You know, when I started, we were in the auditorium building, so that was quite a different experience. And then since I've been back for the second career here, it's all been in the Communication Arts and Sciences building. So that's, facility-wise, it's been a big change. I would say that change has been the big theme throughout my career in broadcasting. I mean, there's been nothing but change, especially technically, you know, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I started, we were using reel-to-reel tape recorders and
razor blades
to edit tape and so forth. Yeah. And
now it's all digital.
All digital now. So it seems like every year or so, there was some new thing coming up that we all had to adapt to and learn. I give the station a lot of credit for always bringing us the latest technology and usually really fine equipment to work on as well.
Remember with LPs, sometimes you'd have a long symphony on and you'd have to actually flip it over?
Right, I remember.
And the trick would be to do it as fast as you can so that you don't have a lot of dead air.
Right, right. We had students, of course, working at that time too.
They didn't always play the right tracks,
no,
right?
No, that was rather an adventure sometimes, true.
We'd be on tape announcing something, and we'd be announcing Brahms' Third Symphony, and they'd put on Beethoven's Fourth or something. It was on the flip side.
Yeah, that was, some of these guys had been here, some of the students had been here like overnight, so they were a little crispy around the edges probably at that point.
Well, you met your wife, Barb, through being a radio host. Is it true that she was a groupie of yours?
She was working at the University of Michigan Hospital, and for whatever reason, KAR was the only station that they could get. And we were giving some tickets away. She heard me do that and called in and actually won the tickets. I think it was a Guess the Composer contest or something like that. Mm-hmm. So she won those tickets, and they happened to be tickets to the Michigan Festival, which is how I got to meet her, because she had those tickets and with a mutual friend was coming up to go to the festival, a mutual friend that I had met in Scotland, as a matter of fact.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and as somebody who had lived in Ann Arbor, and I hadn't seen her in quite a long time, and I called her up and said, yeah, we got to get together and chew the fat. You know, we haven't talked in a long time, and she said, well, fine, I'm coming up to East Lansing next week with a friend of mine to the Michigan Festival. I said, fine, just, you know, bring her along, whoever that is. And I remember waiting at Beggar's Banquet. That's where we decided to meet. And they walked in the door, and I never believed in love at first sight, but I must say that I was pretty taken right there.
And how long have you been together now?
25 years.
Wow.
Because I met her the same year, 1989, that I got the full-time position here.
That's a great story. What is one thing about you that you think listeners would be surprised to learn?
Probably that I listen to a lot of rock and roll at home. I grew up in the 60s like everyone else, and so I grew up with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and I still have an interest in pop music for that matter. But there's very little music that I don't like. I suspect, though, that if some listeners saw some of the things I listen to rock-wise, they might be a little surprised. But, you know, that's just, we all have different sides of our personalities. And sometimes I feel in a classical mood, and sometimes I feel like I'm in a rock mood. So,
well, I think that's one of the things that makes you approachable as a classical announcer, is that you understand that not everybody listens to classical all the time, but that they have other tastes in music and listen to other things at other times.
And if you can relate that to what you're doing, I think is very important. Just connecting classical music to a pop tune or something like that, or making a reference, for example, to Franz Liszt, who was the first real rock star of classical music in many ways. Yeah, things like that can be very, I think, helpful to a listener in connecting with the music.
If you had it to do over again, what different career do you think you might have enjoyed?
Well, I always wanted to be a drummer.
Really?
I always wanted to be a drummer in a rock and roll band. And I still have these thoughts of getting a soundproof room in the house one day and getting a set of drums and just banging away for my own, just for fun.
There are video games you can play.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, I think that's, if I really thought about my ultimate dream, so to speak, that would be it.
What do you think that you'll miss, if anything, about working at WKAR?
Well, certainly the people. And, you know, I'm already starting to feel the bittersweetness of it in a way, because I spent 25 years plus in this, you know, in the station. You come here every day, you see the same people. It's a family here. We all get along really well. And I'm going to miss that. I won't miss the drive-in so much on the highway, because there have been a couple of times.
Especially the last couple of winters.
The last
right?
couple of winters have been pretty tough, but I will miss coming in and seeing everybody here. And I'll miss being on the air and just making that connection with listeners. Something I know that you and I both put a high value on, responsibility on, and it's going to be hard to leave that behind.
What's the nicest thing a listener has ever said or done for you?
Oh, boy. I remember at one event, I can't remember what it was, a woman came up to me and said, I just wanted you to know that my husband just passed away, and for the last several months of his life, he listened to you and Jody, and I just want you to know how important it was to him in his last few weeks and months. And I was just taken aback. It just really hit me that people connect in such a close personal way to somebody who's on the radio sometimes. But I think that, you know, people do connect with people on the air. Hopefully we do a good job of that, trying to connect with the people. So that was very, very surprising to me and fulfilling, really.
Well, a lot of listeners have come to know you and think of you as a friend over the years. What would you like to say to them as you leave?
Well, thank you, obviously. Thank you for listening all these years. It's really been an honor, a privilege to be able to do this program and come into your homes or your cars or wherever you may be. You know, you make a conscious decision when you tune in a radio station. When you're tuning in for classical music, you're tuning into WKAR and you're going to get a Jody or me. It's something I think that we both put a lot of value on in terms of doing a, quote, good job. I think the idea is to be a friend on the air. You know, it's not just to be the announcer, but hopefully to speak in a way and get the music across in a way that's friendly and understandable, even for the person who's not a classical music expert. We say that a lot, the music's not for experts, it's for everybody. And you and I both try to throw in a few nuggets here and there of information about the composers or the pieces, and I think that helps a lot in informing a listener as they're listening to the music. So a big thank you is really what I want to say.
What are your plans in the near future?
Well, I think I might take the advice of Mark Bayshore, who said if he was going to retire, he wouldn't do anything for the first 3 months. He used a different word than anything, but we won't go into that. That's not good for the radio. So I think I'll take it easy for a few months, but my mother-in-law in Ann Arbor is ill, 94 years old and suffering from some dementia. So I will be going down to Ann Arbor a little more frequently to help out with her care. But down the road, I do think I'll be working again part-time somewhere. Who knows? Hard to say just when, but I do plan to work again.
Well, Mark, I want to say something that I think listeners have no doubt observed through your on-air work, and that is that you are a true gentleman and a really nice guy. You're thoughtful and kind and interesting, and I can't remember a single time in the 3 decades that I've known and worked with you that we've had a cross word with each other. Of course, your memory may vary.
I think one of the early things in our friendship was being honest with each other. I remember you saying that to me, and I remember feeling, this is the way we should go. I mean, this is the way that colleagues really deal with each other. You don't hide it, and you just come right out and say what's on your mind, and you can agree to disagree.
Right.
But, you know exactly what the person is thinking.
Well, you've been a treasured colleague of mine and will continue to be a dear friend, and I wish you good cheer and good health in your retirement. And on behalf of the staff, volunteers, and listeners of WKAR, thank you for your years of commitment to the station, for sharing your love of music and the arts, and for being our friend.
Thank you very much, and WKAR Radio will never be far away from me. It's always going to be part of my life.